This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Republicans in the U.S. Senate are expected to block the advancement of a major voting rights bill under discussion this hour. The Senate's top Democrat, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, has set a procedural vote for the For the People Act, but 60 votes are required to advance the bill for debate. All 50 Republicans in the 100-seat Senate have announced they oppose the measure. The bill, which passed the Democrat-majority House in March, would make it easier for people to register to vote, require states to hold at least 15 days of early voting, and allow people to cast absentee ballots without giving a reason. It would also put the redrawing of congressional districts into the hands of nonpartisan commissions, taking that power away from partisan-controlled state legislatures. The Democratic push for election reform comes as Republican-controlled legislatures in many states are enacting new restrictions following the 2020 election that saw former President Donald Trump repeatedly make false claims of election fraud. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has said the bill is an attempt by Democrats to rig the rules of American elections permanently in their favor. The U.S. Department of Justice announced Tuesday that it's creating 5 strike forces to combat illegal gun trafficking in the United States. The strike forces will target what the DOJ calls significant gun trafficking corridors, including New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Washington, this in the hopes of reducing violent crime. The announcement comes as President Joe Biden is set to talk about rising shootings and other violent crime around the country during a Wednesday speech. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The European Union announced Tuesday it is once again investigating Google for what could be anti-competitive activities in digital advertising. The investigation will try to determine if Google is harming competitors by restricting third-party access to user data that could better target advertising. Google said it would cooperate in the investigation. The EU has fined Google more than $9.5 billion over the past decade for restricting third parties from online shopping, Android phones, and online advertising. In the past year, online ads generated $147 billion in revenue for the U.S.-based company. Google's ad business is also facing scrutiny in the United States, where several states and the U.S. Justice Department are suing the company for alleged anti-competitive behavior. Myanmar's ruling junta says fighting between coup protesters and security forces in Mandalay on Tuesday left 4 demonstrators dead. A statement from the junta says security forces were met with small arms fire and grenades during a raid on a house in Mandalay, the country's second biggest city. In addition to the 4 dead protesters whom the junta described as terrorists, 20 members of the raiding party were injured, while 8 others were arrested for possession of homemade mines, hand grenades, and small arms. The junta has struggled to put down daily mass demonstrations across Myanmar since overthrowing the civilian government on February 1st and detaining de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other officials. Many protesters have fled to the jungles to form self-defense forces with ethnic rebel militias, which have launched regular attacks on better-equipped security forces. An independent monitoring group says more than 870 civilians have been killed and 6,000 arrested since the coup. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam fired back at the U.S. government's response to the arrest of pro-democracy newspaper Apple Daily's board of directors on Tuesday. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price condemned the arrest of 5 executives of Apple Daily, which took place last week. He claimed such an act is politically motivated. Lam said that the law was not used as a tool to suppress the media, and all U.S. accusations were wrong. Apple Daily has been outspoken in defending Hong Kong's freedoms and in recent years has often criticized the Chinese and Hong Kong governments for limiting the city's democratic freedoms as well as constricting the rights of free speech and assembly, which are not held on mainland China. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.